As a Christian adult, how do I deal with and honor Christian parents who don't acknowledge the abuse I suffered at their hands as a child?
Well, it's appropriate, I think, at some stage in your coming alive and aware to things in your background that hurt you as you perceive it, it's appropriate to look for ways to talk to mom and dad about that. And how you talk about them will feel honoring in the very demeanor, or spiteful in the very demeanor. So that's the first thing, is seek a demeanor from the Lord Jesus to be honoring in the way you talk about it. You will wind up saying things that are hurtful, but that's different from the actual demeanor being aggressively despising. Second, if in those conversations they're either denying that it ever happened, they never talked to you that way, or they never did that to you, or if they acknowledge it and minimize it and say, just get over it, come on, every parent does whatever, then you've got a challenge. One would be, are they willing to go further into more serious counseling together, where you have a friend or a counselor who actually sits down and helps go deeper? And if they're willing, I think that can be very, very healthy. Many would probably be scared of that and wouldn't, and that's probably what you're dealing with when you ask the question. At that point, and this is true in many areas of life, at that point, you're not getting the hoped-for resolution, and that's true. And sad. They are just not able or willing at this time to go there. Now, what do you do? And we Jesus modeled this for us. He did it in Romans 12, and he did it. I mean, he's quoted as doing it in Romans 12, and he's doing it in 1 Peter chapter 2. It says in 1 Peter that when he was reviled, he did not revile in return. And when he was rebuked or scorned, he didn't retaliate, but he handed over to him who judges justly. That's what you've got to do. In other words, there are lots of times in life where justice is not done to us. We get fired. We shouldn't have gotten fired. We get lied about by some trusted friend, and we shouldn't have gotten lied about. We got abused by a parent, and we shouldn't have gotten abused. And none of things ever get resolved. You may try. Speak peace with all men as much as it lies within you, but it won't. Many, you're just not going to get resolution in many areas of your life. So what do? Do you seethe with anger and hold resentments and grudges? No. Jesus handed over to him who judges justly. So what we do at that point is to say, God, you know and I know that this shouldn't have happened. You know and I know it was painful. You know and I know that it is has these ongoing effects on me and struggle. But Lord, I don't want to add the burden to my life of an unforgiving spirit. And so I'm taking that injustice that was done to me, and I'm giving it to you, and I'm saying, would you please settle that, take care of that? And there are two ways he could do that. He could forgive them because they really trust in the cross, in which case you wouldn't want to belittle the sufficiency of Christ's sufferings by adding punishment to Christ's. Or he's going to send them to hell, and you will someday even endorse that. So he's going to settle it, and you don't need to. I find this absolutely liberating, which is exactly what it's supposed to be, according to Romans 12. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink, and you will dump fiery coals on his head. So God says, don't take vengeance. Don't hold a grudge. Let it go. Give it to me. I'm God. I will settle accounts. You just keep loving. So I think the simple, short answer is, what do you do with it? You seek reconciliation when it isn't resolved to your satisfaction. You take the pain and the injustice. You give it to God, and you don't hold it. You say, I'm not going to be the judge anymore. I'm not going to be the jury anymore. I'm not going to be the executioner anymore. I'm going to be free. Don't add the burden of unforgiveness on your life when people have treated you wrongly.